And now it's time for another episode of As the Serpo Turns. Hey, this is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com on the Extraterrestrials and Science feed, talking to you about Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. And as you might have figured out by now, I'm a big Don Pardo fan. Don Pardo is the famed announcer for Saturday Night Live and quite a few game shows in his day. And I just love that style of his and the way he says things like Constitution Odor, Sewer Rats, and things like that. Anyway, here we are. It's Monday. It's February 6th. And I'm following along in my daily Serpo. Hey, kids, do you like the Serpo? Oh, and here we are. We're up to about page 232 now on the thread that would not die. and, you know, I'm just loving this. This is so much fun. It's like a carnival. And, you know, what a hoot. You know, and oh, Serpo, what's that? I'm just loving the thread. Oh, and so now we got Bill clamming up and refusing to, you know, speak on the forums. And, well, Bill, that's your choice. You know, do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And, you know, for my part, I just want to make it really clear that I think the best, you know, I'm trying to keep an open mind on all this. But I'm working from the assumption that Bill is being honest, that he is being honest, but that he's not perfect. And that works best for me, because if it turns out that Bill is actually being dishonest and a scoundrel, and, you know, I've had my suspicions, if it turns out, well, hey, you know, I really don't lose anything because I'm keeping my wallet in my pocket. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Is that really such a bad thing? Oh, I'm embarrassed because I gave him the benefit. Yeah, I'm not trusting Bill with money. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just saying, I think that it's possible that Bill is being honest, and that he's being manipulated by someone else. And as long as that possibility has not been thoroughly disproven, I prefer to approach the story from that point of view. So, Bill, if you're out there listening, first of all, sorry I'm so boring to listen to. But also, I just want you to know that I, for one, I do not consider myself a Bill Ryan fan or supporter per se, although I do admire his style. I do think Bill is a pretty classy guy. But I just think that it's really important as we go through and sort through these facts that we wait until we're absolutely, positively sure that we have intent to deceive before we go pointing the finger at Bill Ryan and saying that he's a fraud and a hoaxer. Because, you know, he may not be. And I'm looking at all these things, and there's some excellent analysis taking place on ATS where members are, you know, going through what he said, and there's this whole issue with the IP addresses. There's this whole issue with statements he made on Coast to Coast. And, you know, I went to another website where Bill has posted, and I by the way, there's an irony there. He will not post, but he'll have people post for him. You know, Bill, bottom line, if people are posting your stuff in a forum and it's from you, it's the same thing. I'm not sure what kind of plausible deniability comes from that. You know, Bill, frankly, dude, the best way to approach this is the way you had been approaching this up until things started to get kind of hot and heavy. And that is just, you know, be there. As Woody Allen put it, you know, so much of life is just showing up. So, and in this case, you don't have to respond to every single thing that people point at you. You don't have to field every question. As Skeptic Overlord pointed out, he's willing to have you on as a guest speaker, which means that you don't have, you know, things can get kind of sorted and collated and the big issues, you know, handed to you in a rational and sane manner so that you don't have to worry about getting overwhelmed. And I find it interesting that you know, according to Skeptic, Bill Ryan rejected that offer. I imagine, though, based upon what I'm seeing here, that the offer remains open. What I really don't like going on right now, what really bugs me about the Serpo discussion is how much finger-pointing there is, so much quibbling and squabbling, and people, you know, oh, you're a disinfo agent, oh, you're pro-Ryan, you're anti-Ryan, and all this insinuation that just because people have questions or just because people have opinions that there's somehow a sinister agenda behind them all. Guess what? The simplest explanation, if we're going to use Occam's razor here, the simplest explanation is that we're all just a bunch of yabos talking about Project Serpo, okay? I seriously doubt who knows, but I seriously doubt that the U.S. government or, you know, aliens or whatever really has the time, interest, or more importantly, the need to disinform us, because we're doing such a great job of that ourselves. And yet, I'm looking at how this process is percolating and boiling on AboveTopSeeker.com, and I'm still really proud of it, because you know what? There's a lot of misdirection, a lot of false leads, a lot of people coming back, including myself, asking questions that have already been answered, and, you know, just, oh, it's like a huge echo chamber. I love Springer's thing about that, you know, the empty auditorium, and now here we all, you know, squabbling about what we just saw on stage. But you know, I do think that despite all the, you know, the wildness, there will be some things that we can actually nail down as a consequence of all this. You know, summaries have been posted. Some of my fellow members have been just doing an excellent job of following the whole process here and you know, injecting a certain degree of sanity into it and helping this move along. And, you know, there's so much more to say. I'm just looking at how long my podcasts are getting. I just want to point out at this point, we got a situation now where we got a person who claims to be for disclosure who doesn't want to talk about it on the boards because the boards are so difficult. And I've seen some of Bill's explanations on this other website. And, you know, I think Bill's making some really good points about this. My challenge to Bill is that, okay, you've explained some of the reasons why you don't want to go on forums. My advice is, why not find a way to work with the AboveTopSecret.com staff to address those concerns, give you a platform where you can talk about SERPO and presumably accomplish the mission that you're setting out to here in terms of spreading the word. And, you know, in exchange for that, you can get your information out there, and AboveTopSecret.com members can get further information from you that will help us, you know, help us make up our minds as to what's actually going on here. I don't think that's too much to ask. And I've got so much more to say, but hey, for now, it's back to the SERPO thread. Until my next podcast, which will probably be in about 5 minutes. Be well, friends.